The Twilight Zone. After visiting the Republican convention last night on YouTube, of course, I would be remiss if I did not recall memories of the television series The Twilight Zone and The Outer Limits. These two TV series concluded in or near 1963 or 1964, if my memory serves me correctly. I recommend that those who have not journeyed around the sun enough times to view these series simply make a Google inquiry to get my drift. Ironically, these two series concluded shortly before the end of Jim Crow. Upon observing a few of the speakers at the convention, especially Tim Scott, I quickly understood how some of us can be easily programmed to believe we are something that we are not. The movie The Wizard of Oz, 1939, or The Wiz, 1978, could also be used as good reference points. The wizard has once again deceived many into believing in an illusion that steers them into the abyss. Some swore before God to commit deceptive acts that defied the truth. The most astonishing part of the deception was that the wizard even told them that if they did not keep their promise, they would all go to hell. Think about that for a moment. Is this the same person who suggested that if we all did not allow data centers in our backyards, we would remain broke and dumb? One would be remiss if one could not now understand why those with the financial wherewithal to control the implementation of AI have no idea how it works. Power brokers in America have always leaned upon deception to control the masses, as they have acquired unfathomable wealth by doing so in past seasons. In their infinite wisdom, they are now endorsing AI, a gadget designed to provide ultimate truth, not realizing the irony thereof. This exclusively reveals that they were not the creators of AI. They used their infinite wealth exclusively to purchase it, knowing absolutely nothing about it. The genuine creators of AI are now baffled about its capabilities. There are reports that AI is now uncontrollable and is performing tasks that cannot be comprehended by its creators. The question that one must ask, however, is, can AI's abilities be understood by people other than those who have created it? This takes us back to the deceptive illusions that have been necessary for some to control the masses. Is AI uncontrollable? Or is AI uncontrollable exclusively to those who have created it? What about others who have mastered yet other realms? Just like the people at the Republican convention, some of us have been mentally programmed to believe that we are something that we are not and that we possess answers to challenges that we believe we are the only ones with the mental capacity to resolve. Many of us are tethered to one dimension, the physical dimension, and we are confident that this dimension is all-controlling. Nonetheless, there are other dimensions that some of us have been forced to entertain because of the physical and mental pain perpetrated upon us, and genetically through our ancestors. We have found relief in other dimensions, such as mental and spiritual. In past seasons, some of our most believable prophets have provided us guidance in this endeavor. They have spoken of the importance of the unseen things in opposition to things seen. Those programmed by deception often recite these prophets on many occasions, not believing their assertions but using them for control exclusively. Have the proverbial chickens come home to roost?